turundusdoktor aitab.
The case study sounds like that. Hi, I'm writing to you in order to get professional advice. Our company has been in the market for a year and we sell shoes for indoor work, like for hospitals, horeca. How to market with small resources most efficiently. Our competitors are big and well established. Please advise how to get contracts with big companies and how to market the product that people seldom think about and that the purchase is not based on emotions. What do you think?
Yeah, interesting. There's some obvious answers, which I feel I'm compelled to run through to start with, which is one, exactly who are your target audience? Because there are clearly not many people who buy this. There will be a limited number of organizations, so you can find out who they are. Who are the people in the organization? Who are the decision makers in choosing those shoes? And there will be one person somewhere who's making the decision to buy the shoes that staff wear to work indoors, hospitals or wherever. So you have isolated very clearly your target audience, and it's a small number of people. In this particular instance, I imagine that the product is based on some functionality that is very good. So how can you, number one, both be very good and slightly distinguish your product from those that are currently being purchased? Is it on the basis of color? Is it on the basis of functionality? Is it on the basis of just something about yours that is different to the others, the material it's made of, how it's made? There has to be a story about it that you can compellingly tell and explain to the buyers. The third point, I think, is that when they say that the purchase is not based on emotions, it's never true. There is always an emotional level based on the purchase. And the emotional level may not be the product itself, but it will be you as the salesperson. So what? How are you going to, if your product is largely indistinguishable, you have to be the thing that is distinguishable and you have to promote yourself in a way that is highly memorable. So finding out exactly who it is you're going to speak to, exactly what is different about your product, and exactly what is going to be different about your pitch, I would argue, is the way to do this. Price is not going to be the way. You're going to lose on price because they are bigger manufacturers who can probably make this product for cheaper. But if they're all a boring blue color, make yours gold or make yours with a green stripe, make yours with a something. Make it with something that's slightly different. And then your pitch needs to be different because the likelihood, no one ever chooses everything on the basis of price alone.
Absolutely.
So that's where I would start.
I would. What I was thinking was that maybe I should also look at the business model, as you really pointed out that the segment is very, very small. Then probably it's very important to get the repeat purchases, and I would expect that in the HoReCa sector, and I don't know much about hospitals, but in HoReCa, we see people often changing in the restaurants.
What's HoReCa?
HoReCa is hotels, restaurant, catering.
Probably
all the service people are changing very fast. And I can understand that the restaurants probably are not very interested in buying new shoes for everyone who comes. Mm-hmm. But maybe there is an opportunity to build up some kind of a rental model or something that we say that, okay, we supply the shoes, we take care of them, like you do with a kind of working wardrobe. I think hospitals, someone is cleaning, someone is taking care, so you don't have the laundry kind of within your own operations. Maybe it would be worthwhile to build a business model that you get a bigger chunk, so you get all the purchases. It's a kind of rental payment. You pay something every month, and then you just continuously supply kind of
new
shoes.
Why are you asking me if you've got such a good way of doing it? Your idea is much better than mine.
No, there are a lot of things we can discuss here.
You're right. You created a completely new business model. I was just playing the. I was playing the question that you answered me. You've thought about it much better than I have.
Yeah, but I had to. I had to tell something after yours.
So no, I'd go with yours rather than mine.
We don't need to vote here.
Yes, you do. Everything is always competitive on this stuff. I want to win this discussion.
Do you want to add something?
Well, I think yours is very interesting. The thing I'd add is this thing, and you phrase it, the purchase is not based on emotions. I think that's not true. I think it always is. I think there's always an element, and you need to recognize that in what we're doing. That's all I'd add.
Yeah. And on the other side, it's very interesting because sometimes...
At the heart of what you said is interesting, is that you have differentiated the business model, which I think is interesting, from the previous model. You said, okay, it used to be, you know, you'd buy and sell. You're saying we're going to move to a rental market, to one-stop shop, we take care of everything. That's a really interesting proposition. And what you've done, the very clever thing, you're saying, I'm not trying to repeat what the other people are doing. I am differentiating my offer and giving you something new, which would make the person think who is the current coordinator of the contract. You've done what I said you should do in terms of differentiating, but done it much better.
There might be even a challenge. I don't know how the markets works. Maybe there is a challenge to cooperate with the others who provide the clothing for these type of organizations. I do assume that when we talk about hospitals, there are a lot of tenders they participate in. You cannot just kind of sell them something. Mm. So maybe there is wise to try to make a proposition together. Maybe worth of trying, as they are two different markets and maybe they don't feel you as a competitor, but something that they can really add to the proposition in order to win.
Well, as you've guessed from my answer, this is not an area of expertise for me.
Not mine either. I'm just trying to think something about what could it be. But thank you a lot, Mark, for being in our show. It was so interesting to listen to you and so encouraging for our museums that they will really expect a lot of more people entering the doors.
They should be encouraged. When does the new museum open?
It's in September, end September.
Fantastic. Well, next time I'm in Tallinn, I shall... Is it opening in Tallinn?
No, it's in Tartu. But it's not far.
Yeah, I did read that, actually.
It's not far, but I think that it's worth visiting.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you very much. I really enjoyed that. It was great.
Thank you a lot. And dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. Meanwhile, please send us interesting case studies because you know we'll love to solve them. Thank you.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.